All right, we head back out to the Weber Center on the Adrian Dominican Sisters campus for the NAACP Branch 3162 Candidate Forum.
We're back with more here on the NAACP Lenawee County Branch Candidates Forum here from the Weber Center on the Adrian Dominican Sisters campus. I'm Dale Gartner, and it's good to have you with us. Our next set of candidates are running for state representative for District 34. We have running, as of course, as a Republican, Dale Zorn, and Democrat John Dahlgren. And we'll be going back and forth on the questions between the two of you. And first off, John, we're going to start off with you. What professional accomplishments, unique qualifications, and character traits do you possess that would make you the best choice for the 34th District State Representative seat?
Thank you for introducing me. My name is John Dahlgren, and I have a bachelor's degree in economics. I have a master's degree in urban and regional planning. I have written regulations for environmental issues. I have written zoning regulations. I know about land use. I know about building inspections, infrastructure. I have a deep love of history. I've studied history for all of my life. I am a bookworm. I've managed in the retail sector. Currently, I'm a grocery manager for Kroger. And I think putting all of that together makes me the perfect candidate for this position.
Same question for you, Dale.
Thank you, and thank you for being here tonight. My experience in the community goes back to my teenage years.
Is that better?
Okay. And my experiences in community service goes back to my teenage years. And I grew up in a family. My mom and dad taught us that community service and public service was very important to our communities. And it is. And I have chosen to help our communities as much as I can, no matter whatever position I may be in. One of the things that probably sets me out in front of other candidates is that I've been in the legislature now for 12 years, and I have made the connections, and I have made the connections to find funding for our communities and to work with those that can make a difference in our communities.
Our next question, Dale, we'll start with you on this one. What is your top legislative priority if you are elected to the State House of Representatives?
There's no doubt it's a two-pronged issue. Number one, inflation. We have to get inflation under control. Number two is bringing jobs back to Michigan so that those that want to be employed can be employed and find the jobs and the skilled training that they need. To help them find their pathway to their future. That's the probably the top priority that we have is bringing our costs under control, bringing our people that want to work, get them back to work, and training those that need to be trained for new positions.
Okay, John Dahlgren, the same question for you.
I actually have three top priorities. And the first one, I agree with Mr. Zorn, jobs. We need to bring jobs into the county and into the state. And we can do that without raising taxes by reappropriating how we use our tax and how we have our tax structured. We can bring more jobs into the county. My second goal is, and this is personal for me, is to improve our mental health awareness in this county so that we can get more people to be better mentally healthy. If we can solve the mental health problem, we can cut homelessness, we can improve education, we can improve our jobs, we can improve quality of life for everybody in the county. And my third goal is infrastructure, not just roads, but water, sewer, and everything else that goes along with it. Thank you.
All right. Our next question, and John will direct us this one back to you. Cities in Lenawee County have aging infrastructure. The streets, city water, and sewer systems need repair and or replaced in most cities and townships. As a state representative, how will you help local governments get this done to avoid similar situations as other municipalities have experienced?
We need a better way to pay for the infrastructure that needs repaired. A lot of our cities are old. The infrastructure was put in the 1920s or even earlier than that. We're looking at infrastructure that's 100 years old. The water, the sewer, the storm sewer. We need to find out a way to replace that, repair it, to make it better, to make it fit with the communities that we want to be. And in the rural parts of the county, we need to make sure that the septic systems are working and are repaired. And if they aren't, we need to be able to provide money to help those people who need them to repair them and make them better.
Okay. Same question to Dale Zorn.
Yes, I will continue to bring funding back to Lenawee County. Funding to repair not only roads and bridges and water, but also to build our town downtowns, to bring our infrastructure back up to usable infrastructure. In the last eight years, I brought over $115 million to Lenawee County. And there was another $25 million on top of that that met grants from the private industry. And that's one of the best things that we can do is to bring those type of funds back to the county. But first, for the legislator that's there, you have to understand where, how to get those kind of funds. And after 12 years in the legislature, I found where we can do that. And I'm happy to say that I brought $115 million back to Lenawee County.
Okay. Dale, we'll start off this next question with you. Do you believe in the Michigan public school system? And if elected, what steps will you take to support and make needed improvements in the Michigan education system?
Yes, I do support the public school system. And there are two areas that I think we need to do a better job. Number one, in education itself. Our state, our nation, needs to have more skilled training, career technologies, STEM, because we have so many jobs out there that is in need of skilled workers. And I believe that we need to work on those type of skills so that we can get these kids into places that can do skilled work. The second issue, and I won't get too far into it, is to make our schools safer.
Okay, and John Dahlgren, the same question for you.
One thing I want to do is to bring more counselors into the schools, not only the high schools where they're career and guidance counselors, but into the middle schools, into the elementary schools. Because you know, nowadays kids, you know, I talk about when I went to school, did we need a counselor? I don't know. Maybe I could have used one when I was in third grade. But I think kids need somebody else in the school to be able to talk to, somebody to be able to mitigate some issues that could go on. And we need to fund schools equally. We need to get the poorer schools, we need to get them more resources and have the same resources as the schools that have a lot of money. Schools should be funded as close to equally as possible.
Candidates that we're talking with right now are for the state representative district number 34, John Dahlgren, Democrat, and Dale Zorn, Republican. John, the next question goes to you. First, if you are elected, you will support or oppose any legislation that would close loopholes on gun safety laws, like safe gun storage, raising the legal age to purchase all guns to 21, red flag laws, and other types of legislation needed to protect residents and promote safer schools.
I'm not opposed to guns. I'm not here to take anybody's gun. I have guns. I enjoy shooting. It's fun. I'm not a hunter, but you know, it's a fun activity. But there are a lot of things, common sense things we can do to make things safer. We could study gun safety. We're not allowed to at the moment. The CDC isn't allowed to study gun safety, which is ridiculous. We could have biometric locks keyed to the owner of the weapon so that only they can fire it and somebody else can't break into their house and steal it. We need to make sure that we have laws in place to remove the gun rights of somebody who is irresponsible with their weapons, or leave them out for their children, where their children can get them and to hurt somebody. There are a lot of things we can do to make it safer instead of just saying, you know, we're not taking guns, we're going to make it better.
Dale Zorn, the same question.
Well, I'll begin by saying I believe in the Constitution, and I do not believe the Constitution should be changed. I believe in the Second Amendment also. And what I can tell you is that I will look at any bill that comes before us to see what their merits are. And without knowing tonight what type of bill we might be looking at, it's very hard for me to tell you if I would support it or not support it, because we don't know what it's going to look like. But I will tell you this. I will absolutely look at all bills that come before us and take your input on those bills. And I'll make the decision based on what our community is asking for.
All right, our next question, we're going to be directing it to Dale Zorn first this time. Dale, do you support or oppose reproductive rights for everyone? And will you support or oppose LGBTQ rights in Michigan?
I think everyone has rights in this nation, in this state. And I am not the judge. So I will respect everyone. And as my father told me, we should love everyone because we're all just human beings. And that's what I'm going to do. So saying that, every one of us here tonight is a child of Christ. And I will respect all of us because we are really all the same.
And same question for you, John.
I support a woman's right to choose. It is not my plan or choice to say whether a woman should bear a child. I will support that right through above for all rights. And as for the LGBTQ community, I want to speak to them. I am your ally. I will stand up for you. I will stand up for transsexuals. I will stand up for my gay friends. I will oppose vehemently any legislation that goes towards diminishing your rights. You have rights. You are known. I will be your voice in Lansing.
Our next question, started off with this time, John, with you. Do you believe that the election for the position you're now running for was a fair and free election in 2020? And what is the basis for your belief?
The election in 2020 was free and fair. Even if we didn't like the results, that's a democracy. It wasn't stolen from anyone. People got out and voted. I hope everybody here, everybody listening to us tonight, gets out and votes. I would like you to vote for me, but I don't care. Get out and vote. That's the only way our democracy is going to survive. Right now we have a lot of people who say that a large part of the elections were stolen or need to be examined. They don't need to be examined. They were free, they were fair, and the results are clear. People won, people lost. Let's move on.
Dale, the same question for you.
I think it was a genuine opportunity to look at the issues that came out of that election. And there is many issues that came out, and there's things that we need to do to make our election process better. And the legislature has been doing that. We've been sending a number of bills to the governor for her signature to make our elections safer and secure. And I think our public, our voters, want to have a secure election. I have concerns with some of the things that we found was happening during that election. But I think if we go back and look at the issues that we know existed, let's fix those issues. Let's not change the entire election. Let's fix the problems that we have.
All right, we move on to our next question, and we'll start with you on this one, Dale Zorn. Economic development is the key to success for our community. If elected, what specifically will you do to support economic development here in Lenawee County?
I'll continue to help industry and businesses with resources, both financial and other resources that I've done in the last 8 years here in Lenawee County. But it's a two-pronged problem. We can help bring back industry and help bring back employees, but we also have to train those employees, and that's where our schools come into this, and training facilities. And it's so important that we help those that are looking for jobs and need to change their pathway and give them the training for these skilled jobs in our public schools, and continue to build our industrial and business base.
And John Dahlgren, the same question for you.
I think we need to not only try and bring new businesses into the county, but we need to help the businesses that are already in this county grow. We need to go to the job creators who are already here creating jobs and say, how can we help you expand? How can we help you get better? I also want to look into reviving our downtowns. Downtown revitalization can be a huge boon to the localities. City of Adrian, the village of Clinton could use, could, as nice as it is, could be better. But we can do these things without raising taxes and without making things worse for other places in the state. We can build our county from within and make it better.
All right, very good. Our last question. It's gone very quickly, hasn't it, gentlemen? Here we go. John, we'll go starting with you once again. If you are elected, how important will the desires and opinions of your constituents be for you when you make decisions in the legislature?
I will listen to everybody in the county as much as possible. If you have a question, a concern for me, I will listen to you. Your wishes, I am in Lansing because you need me to be there for your voice. So your voice promotes my voice. And I will listen to my constituents. I will meet with my constituents as much as possible. I will have open hours when I will be in the communities talking to people and working with people to make everything better.
Dale Zorn, same question.
I've taken great pride in contacting people that has contacted our office, either through the office communications or through my own personal telephone. It is so important to hear what you're thinking. And it's very common for me to call people while I'm on the floor getting ready to take a vote because I'm not satisfied where we're at. So I call people in the district that may know something about the issue and help to get me through it. So you are very important to the process, and I will continue to call you back when you call us, to send you emails, and I ask it to anyone that needs some help with an issue to certainly give us a call, and we will do our best to work you through the problems.
Very good. Well, that does for the questions here this evening. So that leaves the 3-minute closing remarks, and Dale Zorn, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I don't have any personal goals, except maybe to be the best legislator for you. And that's only going to happen when you and I can work together. We can cut all the middlemen out and bring ourselves to the table and work on the issues. That's what I hope to do, and I hope for you to be a part of that process too. It's been a great 8 years representing Lenawee County. And now that I'm living in Lenawee County, we just love it here. And the more I can do for Lenawee County, I think the happier I would be. But it's not about me. It's not about my goals. It's about you. I always tell my staff when they first come to work for me that it's not about getting our name on a bill or a law. It's about helping people. I think that's the most important part of my job, is to help you. Thank you all for coming tonight. Thank you for the NAACP. Thank you for Siena Heights for hosting this great time tonight.
And John Dahlgren, your 3 minutes of closing remarks.
Again, thank everybody for being here. I'm actually overwhelmed at the support that I've received during this race. I've met a lot of great people and a lot of friends I didn't know I had. I am in this race to make a difference for the county. I live in this county. I've lived here for more than a decade. My kids graduated from the schools. I eat here, I shop here. If I could, I would work here. And I hope to be working for you and with you at some point in the near future. I have the skills and the experience. I'm not a professional politician. In fact, I'm not even a good politician. I'm not a good candidate, but I will make a great legislator because I will listen to you. I will be here for you. I will be your voice. I will be the voice of the people who don't have a voice. And believe me, I have, if you ask my current boss, I don't have any trouble asking the hard questions. And I will ask the hard questions in the legislature. Why are we doing these things? Like, for instance, yesterday, why did the Republicans put 22 issues on the agenda at the end of the day that nobody had time to really look at and were voted on? I would be mad if my party did it. That's dirty politics. I don't play dirty politics. I don't play politics at all. I'm a straight shooter. I'm not a professional politician, and I won't become a professional politician. I'm here to serve you, and I will serve you willingly and happily. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Mr. Zorn, thank you for your time in the Senate. You've done a good job. I appreciate you.
Those are our candidates for State Representative District 34, and of course, Democrat John Dahlgren and Republican Dale Zorn. Thank you very much, gentlemen. We will be moving on to our next candidates. It will be for Lenawee District Court Judge, and we'll be making that transition, and we'll be right back with more here on the Lenawee County NAACP Candidate Forum.